Well, that's like the time when we went up to Branson, when we were coming in over those mountains, and that runway right there at the end is a wall. Must be 30 or 40 feet high, right at the end of the runway. A rock wall, and there's a road way down below. And we're going to come in, and it looks like you're going to fly right into that wall. Well, Ty was sitting in the right seat right beside me. And we flew over those mountains. We come in, and we come in over there. And, of course, I come right in over the, right at, landed right on the end of the runway and everything. As soon as we got on the ground rolling out, he said, "Whew, I sure am glad you was flying instead of me." I said, "Well, experience, isn't it wonderful?" You know, so like when we go flying or whatever, they said, "I'm sure glad you're flying instead of me." But he's sitting over there, using, running the computer, doing everything, and it makes it awful nice. When we fly instruments at night, it's so nice to have him sitting over telling me, "You need to move 2 degrees to the right," instead of me having to look. In fact, one night we were coming back from Lubbock, just he and I together, pitch black, raining, couldn't see a star or nothing. We're flying along at 170 miles an hour, and the controller calls and said, "I need to change your clearance. I need you to go direct to some VOR." I said, "Okay." And so we looked at a chart, and we saw where it was. I tuned it in, and I turned and started direct to the VOR. Get about halfway over there, and he says, "I need to change your clearance again. You're cleared from your present position direct to Greg's intersection." I said, "Dave, where's Greg's intersection?" He's looking on the map. He's looking on the computer. He said, "I can't find it. We got maps folded out in the airplane." He's looking at the computer. We're looking at maps. It's night. I happen to bump the autopilot disconnect, and to know it, it doesn't have an audible warning. So the airplane gently starts a little turn. You know, we're in pitch black. Don't know it. All of a sudden, the controller calls, and he said, "Seneca 22470, he said, you're going off course." I look down and I'm 160 degrees off course. I mean, I'm going this way, now I'm all back this way, going this way. I thought, how did this happen? And I look and I look over at the autopilot and it's disconnected. I thought, uh-oh. So I reached over, engaged the autopilot again, and turned the heading back around. The airplane starts turning back around. And I said, "I can't find Greg's intersection. Would you give me a heading to until I find it?" He told me 088 or something like that. So I turned to the right all the way around to 088 and then locked in on 088. And we flew along there for a little while. Now then, we're looking again. And when we finally find it, you know, we're only a couple of 2 or 3 degrees off. Well, I lock right in, fly along for about 10 minutes. And the guy said, "I see you must have found it. You're on a direct course with Greg's intersection." Yes, it's nice to have somebody sitting there with you. Because if you're flying at night in the rain, pitch black, trying to read a map, going to somewhere you don't know, especially if you're flying an airplane without an autopilot, you got your hands full. You really do if you're by yourself. So that's why the Word of God, it pays good dividends to not try to fly this thing by yourself. It's better to be able to come to a Bible study with somebody like myself or somebody else that's already had a few years of training so you can get the Word of God into you like it's written. You know, it just pays good dividend, you know, to be able to do that. Don't you agree that it pays good dividends to come and sit down and talk about this book and listen to what it's telling us? Because it has something to say to us. The Lord will not let the godly starve to death, but He refuses to satisfy the craving of the wicked. So if you're not walking in obedience to His Word, you're not going to be able to be satisfied in your desires. He says, He refuses to satisfy the craving of the wicked. Now, that don't just mean food. The craving of the wicked, that's everything. I mean, you want a new car, a new home, a bigger one, or whatever, more money, but you ain't never happy. You're going to be miserable. Why? Because you're wicked. He's not going to satisfy your desires. You're never going to be satisfied. You know, do you ever see a man that doesn't know Jesus that was satisfied about anything? Not really. They don't know Jesus. They don't know what satisfaction is. They can't be satisfied because it says right there, God refuses to satisfy the craving of the wicked. So who is it that satisfies your craving? Who is it? God. He's the one that either satisfies you or makes you miserably unhappy with everything. So who's in control of everything? God. God's in control. He says, lazy people are soon poor. Hard workers get rich. Or again, Keith was telling me the other day, since what he does is, and I did that for so many years, so I know a little bit about what he does. But he was telling me the other day, he said, you know, this is a very pressure-oriented type of job. He said, the people, when somebody wants something done, they sit down and say, we want a building built. And this is how we think we want it. So then they get architects and engineers and they go together and they get it done. And then they get all that done and they hand it to him and say, now we want it done in 90 days or 120 days or whatever. And you say, what? You know, you want this done in 4 months? This is a 6 month job. Do you want the job? Yes or no? Okay. Your boss says, we'll take it. Now he comes to you and said, okay, Keith, you got 90 days to build this building. And I mean, so he's up early in the morning, he works late at night, and he's going, and anytime the phone rings, he's got to be out there. Yeah, they pay him a decent wage to do what he's doing, but it ain't one of them jobs that you can get up at 9 in the morning, go home at 3 in the afternoon, take a 2-hour lunch break. It don't work like that, does it, Keith?
Not even close.
Not even close. Now, there's not all men can handle that kind of pressure, if you let it be pressure. But if you'll serve the Lord Jesus Christ, He can keep you satisfied even through all that, can't He? He can provide you with the knowledge and wisdom to do a good job for your boss and to keep him happy. And so he looks good, you look good, and everybody looks good. And the more men you got that love Jesus, the better everything flows. When you got those, man, the Lord will satisfy you. But lazy people are soon poor. The guy that wants to sleep in till 9. You know, oh, I just can't do this, Keith. You know, I mean, you worked me too hard last night. I mean, I can't be here at 6 again in the morning. I mean, I might be here at 9. No, we got to have this done by 9. You know, so, well, I can't be here. Well, then go find yourself another job. And so the boy's out there thinking, hey, you're too hard. Well, do you want money? Do you want to have money and be satisfied? The Lord says, lazy people are soon poor. But hard workers get rich. One reason hard workers get rich is because they work so many hours, they don't have time to spend what they make. So they get a bank account built up. If they get a good wife, she'll spend it for you. I had to throw that in. Oh, my goodness. I had to throw that in. You know, my lovely bride, she's always buying something on the internet, but it's little. It ain't nothing like stuff I buy. When I go out and buy something, my toys cost lots of money. I spend lots of money when I buy something. It's just amazing, you know, how us guys, you know, we can not even think about spending $1,000 or $2,000 or $10,000 or whatever. That's one of my toys. That's what I want. But your wife goes out and spends $29 for a pair of shoes, and you say, what? You want to held his coffin again. Oh, my goodness gracious. So good. But if you need $500 for a piece for your Model A, that's different, right? Well, oh, that's a whole different story. We know. Oh, my goodness, how we know. See, so, honey, I'm not the only one like this. You know that, right? Oh, goodness. Lazy people are soon poor, but hard workers get rich. So the Lord's trying to tell us something here. You know, if we want something, we got to be diligent. What we got to do. Next couple of verses. A wise youth works hard all summer. A wise youth. A youth who sleeps away the hours of opportunity brings shame. Now, we got a lot of young people today that are hardworking young people. I mean, they're diligent. I mean, you know, they'll get up and go. But you got a mom and daddy behind them that's driving them. You know, we got a lot of young people today that are not hard workers. In fact, I was just down, Cheryl and I flew down to my nephew's daughter's graduation Saturday, and led Mary Hardin Baylor down in Temple, Belton. And my nephew, he's 50 now, and he owns his own company, and he was telling me about some of the young men that he hires that don't want to come to work. You know, they think they need to get paid, or they take them out of town, they go to Houston, you pay for them to ride 6 hours, and you pay for them to ride back 6 hours at the end of the week, and then when you get down there, you stay at one hotel, and it's got everything, a game room, hotel, I mean, got a weight room, it's got a pool, it's got everything, and then they go to another job site, and maybe that don't have a weight room and a pool. And what's the first thing they do? Complain. This hotel's not good enough. We don't have a pool in the afternoon. Hey, they need to be grateful for what they have instead of the grumbling and complaining. You know? So, and he said, then of course they don't want to get up in the morning. We come at 6 o'clock. We got to get up. And sometimes you have to go to the room at 6:30 and they're still not up. We got to be on the job site at 7, guys. Get out of that bed. You know what I mean, don't you? Some of them, young people, some of them's diligent and just get out there and get with it. And some of them just ain't worth nothing, are they? They haven't. What makes, I don't know, I believe with all my heart that those young people that are really got it together, I believe they had a daddy at home or a daddy and a mama both that were workers. They were diligent. And they saw dad and mom working and living together, loving together, and they saw them producing. And so they just wanted to be like mom and dad. Now, if they got a mom and dad that's lazy and don't want to get up and go to work, hey, that's the way they are. That's why they're like that, yeah. But a wise youth works hard all summer. But a youth who sleeps away the hour of opportunity, he brings shame. Now, the godly are showered with blessings. Wait a minute. Who's showered with blessings? Do you want to be showered with blessings? So what do we got to do to be showered with blessings? Be godly. Who's going to shower us with these blessings? God is. Who's He going to use to bless us? Human, mankind. Yeah. So, if you're serving the Lord, doing what He says, and you're walking in obedience to His Word, He's going to bless you. He says He will. That's just like today. I was kind of amazed this morning. I thought first thing when I got up this morning, I thought, boy, my hair is really long. I'll run by the barbershop and let them cut a little of it off.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.